Laura Lee and
Manny MUA.
Hey.
Lee, what's wrong with it?
So today, Alicia and Remy got us girls together.
They inspired us.
From podcasts and podcasts, coast to coast.
Yes. Yeah,
just kidding. We're on the same coast. They're down the street. But they inspired us. We want to play like this newlywed game.
It's so cute.
It's a challenge of how well we know each other.
Yes, or what we think the other person's going to say.
Oh, see, I don't even know what this is. No.
First, like, if we have a question, we ask. We haven't like really looked at the questions because we wanted to be more surprised for the pod. But we have like a question saying like, oh, like, what was your first pet? And it's
and
like,
then
I write.
You have to answer.
Yes, exactly. Or what I think your first pet was. And you tell the real answer, and I have to write what I think it is.
Got
and
it.
And then we'll get a thing.
Now I know what we're doing.
We both write down every single
time.
So
we can compare the answers.
So you would want to watch this one on YouTube. If you're listening, you would want to watch it as well. And Laura looks really cute today, so just watch.
Thank you, Manny. Thank you. Manny does too.
Well, thank you.
He has his jacket from
Teddy Fresh. Of course.
His Teddy Fresh jacket. They are
shocker to no one.
He is a stockholder in the company.
I wish I was. Isn't this adorable?
It's adorable. It's absolutely. I would like to wear that jacket. Right? Oversized. Very cute. Very cute.
But before that, we have to do peaks and pits, of course.
We have to do peaks and pits.
Of course. Yours, I feel like, is a combined peak and pit.
It is.
So you have to give us the tea.
Mine's
the
combo today. I even wrote it down because I always be forgetting.
Dude, me too. I have to put on my notes on my phone.
Okay, listen. Me and Tyler are wild.
You guys are literally, when you told me this yesterday, Laura, I was like, are you guys fucking okay?
No.
You're not okay. You're not well.
I'm not well.
You're not well. But tell them why you're not well.
So this is the thing. Last year, me and Ty promised each other, we're like, we're going to go to Italy. Like, this is a place I've always wanted to go.
Have to go.
Where's Saint-Tropez? We went there. Oh, that's France.
Yeah.
I want to go to Italy.
Yes, different.
Like, I was like, wait, have I been?
Different.
That's different. Uh-huh. So last year, the thing is we got busy. It was like trip, busy, work, brand launch, YouTube, everything. We were not able to go. It was just like, because the thing is, Italy is like a 7-dayer.
You have to go for a long time. You can't do a four.
It's not a four. And that's our policy is a four.
It's four and
in
out.
In and out. Mm. 3 to 4 days, no more, no less. Italy is not that because you got to bounce around a little bit in
Exactly.
Italy. So we weren't able to make it happen. And then this year I was like, Tyler,
We're going.
And he was like, yes. So we kind of started planning it. We did. We really did. We started putting it together, but then we quit. We got busy.
Of course, life happened.
We got busy. Uh-huh. Work. Launch. Video content. Uh-huh. You know how the gig goes. Mm-hmm. So I said, Tyler, September is the last warm month in Italy. It's September.
Hot month.
That's I want it to be hot.
It's gonna be hot there, right?
It's gonna be in the 70s. So October is like a no-go for me because that's too cold.
It's getting.
And to be honest with you, I said the last week of September is a no-go because that might as well be October. Like right. Here in LA, it's still hot here till the end of October.
Hot as
balls. It's hotter in September than ever.
So hot.
But over there, so I said, Tyler, it is the last week of August and we never planned our Italy trip and we don't have it on the books and I'm devastated. Because I was like, so you're telling me a third year in a row we're going to say we were too busy. Like, that's
right.
Crazy.
Like, come on.
If you're going to do it.
Life cannot get in the way that many times.
No, it can't. You're just at that point. It's like one of those situations where, like, if you wanted to, you would.
Exactly.
So Tyler literally looked up flights and he was like, they have flights available. And I looked at him and I said, book the flight. I literally said, next week. I said, let's go next week. Book the flight. And he looked at me like I'm crazy. And I was like, Tyler, let's go next week. Book the flight. And he booked that bitch. We had no hotel.
That's so not
no
like you
plan.
Too.
No, not at all. But we're going for a long time too. So I said, book the flight. And he did. And it's a non-refundable ticket. So I'm going to be out a lot of money if I ain't going, but I'm going to Italy.
You're going.
And we gave ourselves 5 days to plan this whole trip. We're in the midst of those 5 days right now, by the way. Right now, the only thing we have booked to this point, we have 2 hotels and 2 flights booked and one, there's this really sickening beach club that's super famous.
Ooh, uh-huh.
And I want to go there. We have that booked and that's it.
Okay. We got a lot more to do.
We have a lot more to do.
Did you have a launch today too?
I have a launch on today. That was last week. I was supposed to say it, talk about it in my last episode. Oh, well, we didn't.
Okay.
Well, come on. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
So my pit between all of this,
yes,
is we have a launch.
Yeah.
We have a clothing and a body launch. It launched, by the way, now, if you guys want to check it out, a day before we leave, it launched. I had 3 sponsored YouTube videos due next week. So now I'm filming them this week because I won't be here next week now.
On top of everything else.
On top of everything else. And then along with all of my work that I normally do throughout the week, plus... it's my birthday week. We're going to see
Beyonce on Friday.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm literally like,
A chicken with their head cut off.
I am a chicken with my head cut off right now. I am a literal chicken, but I'm like this. I'm like, I am going to work.
That's how life works.
Night and day.
Yeah, like, you have to do it.
These next 7 days, I'm going to see Beyonce for my birthday. That will be my fun thing.
Yes.
But like these next 7 days,
grind.
Events. I'm talking morning, day, night. No breaks, and then we'll go to Italy, and then that will be like the break. Although I'll be shooting content the entire time there.
Of course. That's content that you want to do. That's for fun.
Yeah.
Like you're going to have fun. At least you're going to enjoy doing it because you're out there in Italy, like having fun doing it. Yeah. It's not like you feel like you have to shoot content there. You're just going to.
Oh, I absolutely am going to.
You're going to because it's going to be fun. It's going to be great, but you don't have like.
So that'll be no like my break, though.
Exactly.
And I'm finally doing my trip. So I will report back on this trip. Is it everything I wanted it to be?
Is Italy
everything? Italian. I have a feeling I'm going to come home kicking and screaming.
Which is how you kind of were in Paris.
Yeah.
Was that not? Like towards the end, you were like, you had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun.
I feel like it's going to be great.
The only thing is, it's a long trip for me. It's way past our 4-day. Way past the 4-day. And I already threatened Manny. I'm like, for these days, you're not allowed to do anything that I would want to do. Like, if you have plans and I would want to do that.
You can't fucking do it.
But then Manny goes.
Like,
Manny goes, what would you want to do? Like, you don't like to do anything. What would you want to do? I was like, I don't know.
Valid point.
What I want to do.
We'll see what we're doing Beyonce on Friday. Like, that's something that's like so fun. That'd be something really, really cool.
That's iconic.
Like, what we've like, And we'll always get to do like our random like fun stuff.
Yeah, anytime.
You know what I mean? I was like, if anything, I should be jealous that you guys are going to Italy and I'm back home.
I told you to go to Italy the following week.
Yeah, the what? Did you hear?
Because Daniel's going to be there. Daniel's going to be there. So I said, go the following week. And he was like, bitch, you're crazy.
You're crazy. I was like, I'm not going to go the following week to Italy. We also have like the pod that week. I was like, there's just no way.
Do you want
happening.
Me to tell you how much fucking money this trip has costed me already?
I know it's probably. I'm going to whisper in your ear. Whisper it to me.
And this is with a hotel.
Flights.
Both flights there and back.
Oh.
Pool day at the club.
Okay.
Get that away.
You're lying to me.
No, I'm not.
From just those things included? I'll never go to Italy.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Laura, that's crazy.
I know.
But I mean, honestly, like, if you're going, like, you're spending your money, your hard earned money.
I'm not going to half ass
experience. Exactly. You're
I'm
gonna
not half ass in Italy. Okay.
Wow, baby, you're gonna sell a lot of that body. You're gonna sell the makeup, like the launches. We have Minim coming. You could use code Manny MUA.
That's true. Tell them you can do that too.
You guys, I am a Minim LA affiliate now. By the way, Laura has introduced affiliates, and I am.
That's right,
the
darling.
The premier affiliate for Minim.
That's right.
Minim LA.
Minim LA.
This is I combine Minim and Los Angeles. It's a Minim Los Angeles.
It is minimal.
I am the premier for code Manny MUA to save you some coin. But you, baby, you're going to make some coin. And all that work that you do is.
Will pay off.
It's going to pay off.
It's going to pay off.
It's going to pay off. It's going to be great. What's the launch that you're doing?
Like this specific product. It's out now, minimla.co. Mm-hmm. You guys can use Manny's discount code on it, Manny MUA.
Period.
It is our new body line. So we came out with body oil this summer.
Of course.
So now we've extended it. We came out with the body wash, body cream, and the body scrub.
I'm so fucking excited. I've already seen like all of it. I've already smelled all of it. Incredible.
Remind me today, I'll give you some. You guys, yes. We are so far in the past right now talking.
We are. No, it's crazy. Like, it's hard to like speak like this because... We're like
2 weeks in the past. Yes. This is like future. So it gets complicated.
Or a week, 1 week. One week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 1 week. Okay. Mm. But anyway, so yeah, things get actually 2 weeks because it'll be like Friday to Friday.
So this Friday.
Because it won't air till Friday.
Right. So
for them, it's 2 weeks.
Got it. Yes.
Like our time is. But
yeah.
Anyways, it's pure madness. I don't even know what's happening right now.
What year is it?
Really? I'm going to go broke. Trying to go to Italy.
No, Laura, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be incredible. It's gonna be wonderful.
I'm having
so much
$5
fun.
In my bank account, but baby, I'm gonna be in Italy.
I'll be in Italy. That's a rodeo.
Memories are forever. Money is very temporary.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I'm excited. Would you ever spend that much money on a trip? If it was the right trip, a dream trip?
If it was a dream trip, I would. Because the thing is, you know, I will pay for experiences.
That's how
that's
I feel.
Thing. That's my how thing. I'm I feel. I'm not really paying for like.
I don't want a Birkin.
Yeah, no.
I want to go to Italy.
I want an experience. I'll
or
always
both.
Say that for the, or both. Well, there you go. Fuck,
I don't want
shit.
Both.
But I will always pay for experiences. I'll always pay for experiences with friends and family and like things like that. I did spend something similar to that when I took my whole family to Mexico.
Yep.
So yep. I definitely will spend the coin based off of my experiences and like. Getting to share with people like I really care about, mm-hmm. I will do stuff like that.
Next year, I say we make it a priority for you to go to our Florida house.
Why next year?
We could do it this year.
No, I mean, it'll probably be hard and probably more cold.
Our other friends want to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
like,
maybe
want,
we
if
could.
We all did like a little trip.
Let me check the temps in October.
Okay, let's do that. We'll just check it out and we'll see.
All right.
Maybe. Because it's not, and
that
that's not a
cute.
Hard, it's not a hard trip.
No.
So like that could, it's not like it's like going to Italy. It's literally like a few days in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
oh,
like
no, not a hard trip at all.
Yeah.
We don't have to book anything but a flight, too, because we already know everything,
exactly.
Restaurants, everything.
It would be chill.
Yeah, very chill.
Okay, let's try to make it happen.
Why are we on here like we're on a FaceTime call? We forgot we were filming.
Is this, do you guys like that about us? They're like, what the fuck?
Like, okay.
Did I even do my piece in my pen?
No.
Laura, I don't know what I did.
I did both. We went crazy. All right, give us something. These men are tearing you up.
Okay, you know what my peak is?
From the inside out.
Tonight, I'm going over to my hookup house.
The one
and
from last
the
week?
The daddy, yes.
Or the one that 2 weeks talked, ago.
Mm-hmm, the daddy that like I went over, we
and
like,
he
hooked
wrecked
up,
you.
And he wrecked me, and I wrecked him back. It was a double reckoning.
Oh.
A double reckoning. But we finally like chatted, we finally like talked. And he got over like the little like me like canceling on the last excursion.
They don't know about that.
They don't know about
you
that.
You told your live about that.
Fuck, they don't know about that.
It left off on really good terms.
You guys, the thing is, so
Are you good? Hold on.
What's happening?
Tyler, what is happening in there? We can hear that.
No, you didn't. What the fuck?
For our listeners, it is a...
A whoopee cushion.
A butt pillow.
It's a butt pillow.
Yeah, for your sore butthole.
Tyler!
You should sit on it. Let's see. Oh, is that nice?
It's like a BBL pillow.
It's a BBL. It's for your butthole because it's sore.
Because it's sore.
Yeah, so it doesn't put the pressure on your hole.
And it puts pressure on the cheeks.
Yes, I feel like you actually might use that.
I feel like I might. Right now, I think I'm good, but I will be using it.
I would like one of these.
Just sit on it, and see what you think.
Let me see.
So basically, I'm going to go hook up to his house. So we had plans to do something else.
Oh, that's nice.
It's unique, right? It's a very like different.
It takes a lot of pressure off the butthole.
The booty hole and the vajayjay hole.
Mm-hmm.
You're also a lot taller that way.
Ooh.
Your neck.
Look at that giraffe.
Giraffe neck.
Honey.
So we had made plans to do something on that, like the following Thursday. Had already had plans with Laura and Daniel. We're going to go to dinner. We're going to do mini golf, right? So I told him the day of, I was like, the day we made plans, I was like, by the way, I have plans on Thursday in the nighttime, we have dinner, but I can come over to your place after. And he's like, cool. So then the day before comes, I was like, by the way, I am still doing the dinner tomorrow, but we might do mini golf after. So I might just be coming over a little bit later. So he's like, really, you're gonna like bail on me? And I was like, no, I don't mean it like that. Like I had already told you I was doing something, but it just might be later. And he was like, I was like, or we can rain check, which is totally fine. And he's like, really? Like, now you want to rain check on me? It's fine. And then so he like didn't respond
to me. He got a little hurt.
He was like annoyed at me. And I was like, fuck, I didn't mean to do that. So then he didn't respond to me after I texted him back. And I was like, fuck me. So I texted him again over the weekend. And I was like, hey, I sent him like something like thoughty. I was like, oh, what do you like? Because I don't know if I told you guys this on the pod, but I left wearing his underwear. Did I tell you this?
No.
Okay, so he has like an underwear thing. He has an underwear fetish. And I literally left because he was like, oh, try these on. Like, I think they look good on you. So I tried on some of his underwear. And he's like, these look so good and you should keep them.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. Like, I'll keep them. I'll wear them. So then I left my underwear there and I took his with me.
Okay.
So then I sent him a photo in his underwear. I was like, these are so comfortable.
You were trying to trigger him.
I was trying to trigger him.
You were trying to get him going.
I was like, oh my God, these are so comfortable. Like, what brand are these from?
Oh, I'm sure.
You guys, I knew exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to hook up again.
You were getting him going.
And I was like, let me just show you, like, I'm wearing your underwear. I'm thinking about you, daddy. Very that.
I love that.
So we're hanging out tonight.
Prepare for the reckoning.
I will. I've only had a salad so far today.
And we'll have you take this home.
I'm going to take that with me.
And
I'm
going
to take that with me.
Tomorrow,
thank you so much to Tyler for really thinking about my... That's literally what my hole looked like.
That's an...
It was literally like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
His hole like this.
Hey. I'm going to put it in my car with me on my way home.
Oh my God, I'm looking at it. Hello.
That's literally going to be me.
That's the representation.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And the reason I text him is because I have... flown too close to the sun, and mm-hmm. I have gotten burned.
Mm.
Because you guys remember the story I told you guys about going over to my friend's place. We met this guy. He was like, I'm not interested in dating, but we have many friends. Great. Sure, cool. We've continuously talked this entire time.
Manny has just jumping
I've
off
talked
the deep end.
Every single day. We've talked every single day.
And hung out with him multiple times.
And now I'm fully like, I like him now. And I've fucked myself.
Because
and I think I'm a masochist for it.
Listen, the guy said that, hey, you know, you're a great guy, but I'm not interested in dating, mm-hmm. But I want to hang out. You know, you'd be an awesome friend. Like,
yes.
I really enjoy your company.
Yes.
Yada, yada, yada. Have fun with you, but I'm not interested in dating. So remember, he was like upfront with that and you were like, okay.
For sure.
Then the guy proceeds to literally act like they're basically dating.
Yes.
Like, they hang out alone all the time. They text every single day.
All day.
I'm like, Manny, he's getting his cake and he's getting to eat it too. So
to like have the connection, but not have to commit.
Yes.
Or like that aspect
and
of it in some
like
way.
And you like him. It would be different if you also felt the same way, but you don't.
I know. And I'm like, now I feel like not that I'm in too deep or anything, but it's been like a month. And we talked every single day. And we hung out multiple times. Hello?
He's preoccupying your dating space.
He is. He actually really much is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's good or bad. probably.
Well, it's bad because he's getting his cake. And he wants to, you know, get the cake and eat it too.
But now I'm at the point where now, and I've told him now, I was like, I'm going to be pulling back.
Okay, that's good that you like verbalize that.
Yeah, and I try to be like verbal about that kind of stuff because I don't like when people feel like completely, like jaded by me in some capacity like that. So I was like, I always want to be like, hey, like this is how I'm feeling. So I'm coming from. And the thing is, how I feel is that like, if I don't get what I want, why do you get what you want?
Yeah.
That sounds mean, but like at the same, well, it's like, but realistically,
a relationship is two people.
It's two ways,
and it's like you're gonna get.
I'm gonna hurt myself.
You're gonna get hurt
just being your friend.
No.
So then I was like, so why can't I have what I want, and you get what you want?
Yeah,
that's not fair.
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of like, okay, I need to. I am pulling away, obviously, like I was saying. So that's kind of what is like my pick. So I'm like, I can't believe that I let myself get so far in and so deep, but it was kind of fun to have someone to talk to and flirt with and like kind of essentially like date, but not actually date.
Yeah.
Cause it's a nice feeling. And I think, but I feel like
there's
sometimes
like a cloudy darkness. Cause there you is, know, cause see, cause happening. You know, cause you cause know. Know, like, oh, he's so it's sweet. Like rose-colored lenses and on. It probably feels like every time you feel good about him, there's yes. like a little,
well, it's also like when we're together, it just feels like so it's good. So weird. Cause I feel like he treats me like I'm the only person in the world.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's not fair.
It's not fair. And it's like so confusing. And I'm like, I get so confused because you literally
his actions don't line up with what he says.
And he's like so sweet. And I don't like it. And I was like, even like he's like most time we, like the times we hung out, he's always like giving me something. He's always giving me like a little gift or he's always like done something for me. Or I'm like, and even this last one, like I was at his place and I was leaving and he's like, oh, I got you this. And then like, he like going into his room and it's something small. It was literally like a 6-pack of like sugar-free Red Bull. Because he knows I love them. So I'm
oh
like,
oh my God, so thoughtful. His love language must be gift giving.
Or something like
but
that.
But why
must be.
Is he using his why? Love language?
Why?
Of someone he doesn't want to date.
This is what I think. This is where I get confused.
Yeah.
Because of like when you say something to me, but like the actions don't really line up as much with the words. Mm-mm. I get confused.
Yeah. I think you got to pull back.
Even more.
If not, if you don't, you're just going to end up getting your feelings hurt.
Yeah. And I already probably would, like right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like it was, it's
like,
too far.
I bet if we like started to really date someone else, I'd be like,
that's what I said to Manny. I said, what if you saw him dating someone else? Like,
and I'm Latina, Laura.
Yeah, girl.
You know it's
going
to be a wrap. You know I'm going to kill
spice.
Him.
Yep.
You know I would fucking murder his
and
ass.
And you know I'm going to help you bury the body.
I know.
And I don't want to bury any bodies.
I really don't feel like murder. So it's like, it really is just better to
pull back.
I can be, especially like for me, like if, especially when I'm seeing someone or I'm really interested in someone, like I can be slightly possessive, I can be kind of jealous, like I can be all these things. So I don't want, since we're not even dating, like to have those feelings.
Right. It ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it. So now I'm pulling back, y'all. And now tonight my hole's gonna look like this.
That's right. He's pulling
and this
back
is why
and pulling
it. I'm hooking up tonight because I want to feel wanted.
Well, at least the daddy wants
you. The daddy wants
you.
Me. Thank God, because I do want the daddy too.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Well, in that case, let's see who knows each other better.
And on that note, who the fuck knows each other the best? I'm so excited for this little segment.
I'm pulling up my questions right now. So we're each going to take turns asking each other questions.
Perfect.
Okay. Should I start?
You start. It's already pulled up for you.
Okay. My first question I'm going to ask you, Manny.
Okay.
I'm asking myself, Manny.
Yes.
Is Manny's celebrity crush? He's going to write down the true answer. I'm going to write down
my
guess.
Who's my celebrity crush?
If there's like 18 of them, but let me get the like a biggest one.
Okay.
Gosh, I don't really know.
I feel like.
Let me see.
You know, I'm going to put two down.
Okay. That's good.
Just
that's
to have
good.
A potential. Like maybe this is it, maybe this is the vibe, but there is so many. Like
I'm trying to think about who you really honed in on. Like I've heard you say before.
Think of like who I've like liked for like years.
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to go with this.
Yes, think about like the years of this.
This is probably so. No, I feel like that's wrong, but I know this is definitely a delicious one. But I don't feel like
he's. I'm sure I live.
I'm just gonna write it.
Just write it. Because these are my current ones. Not current ones, but these.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Appleton.
Dang it!
And Henry Cavill, oh, who was like in The Witcher.
I should have wrote Henry Cavill. Yeah. Yes.
And Chris, like I wrote down Chris because he's like had been my crush for so long.
I thought that said Chris H at first. You're and like, I was like, oh! Chris okay, Appleton. Wait, so let me put a point for Manny.
Point for me. So or does it not just like negate your thing? So it just shouldn't even be a point for me because it's like technically.
So wait,
I just
know
point for you.
I just don't get
you
the
just
point.
Don't get a point.
You want to get the points in
you
this situation.
You want points. Exactly.
And I don't get one. Okay, your turn.
So now it's my turn to ask Taryn you. Oh my God, this is so funny. Like this fucking, this little, what's it called? Okay. What's Laura's favorite TV show?
Girl, in what era?
That's what I'm saying. That's actually really hard, Tyler. Are you crazy?
I can write down two as well that I like. I can write down two.
Are you kidding me? Laura, you literally are obsessed with so many shows. Favorite? Oh my God, this is so horrible. I'm writing down two.
Okay.
I put Family Guy or American Dad.
Damn it. I put Survivor or Love Island UK.
But like, see, those are like, I feel like more recent, like obsessions.
They are. They're more recent obsessions.
They're your recent obsessions, but I feel like these are like.
I will say, Manny, those iconic. Are like my long term affairs.
Those are your long term affairs.
Those are my long term affairs. Those are my. And Futurama, and they dropped a new season of it.
I was
going to
put Futurama, but I was like, I feel like these two as well.
Yep.
Dang. All those kind of shows are like Laura's jam.
You
That's
are
I know
right,
that.
But
I'm not currently right. I'm from your past, right?
Can't give you the past.
I feel like I deserve a point.
If I don't get a and point,
But yeah, Laura loves those kind of shows, and I feel like they are fun. I actually used to watch Family Guy every day.
It's just funny.
It's funny, and it's like fun to have in the background.
It's just a stupid ass show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my next Idiots. Question is: who is the better driver, me or you?
The better driver?
Yeah. We have to have the same answer.
For us to both get the point?
Yeah. Or for me to get the point. It's you. I put Manny. So I get a point, but I genuinely think that.
And why do you think that I'm the better driver, Laura?
I don't know that you are, because you ride with me mostly.
Always.
Yeah, and like I don't ride with you.
But do you know what it is? I don't have road rage.
And the thing is, too, I feel you have a better driving record.
I have never gotten a crash before. See, not once.
You have a better driving record, so that's why I gave it to you.
I don't have road rage.
Yeah,
have road rage, though. You just have, a little, you'll, honk if a bitch is trying you.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to him. But you know what's also psychotic about
we're driving like this. You guys, this is recently too. We were fucking driving, and I don't know what spirit or demon took over Laura's fucking body. He honked at Laura as he was driving, and Laura literally over my body. Okay, Laura's driving. I'm here. She goes like this, and followed his car with her finger like this. Fuck you! I literally was like, Laura, if he gets out of his car, my ass is getting beat.
Like, and then we have a hate crime. And we have a hate crime.
A gay hate crime.
Let me tell you something.
Laura, what took over you in that moment?
I was taking a California left, meaning what that is when the light turns yellow, you gun it and you go left. Well, that guy wanted to run the yellow light and he was mad I took the opportunity to get that California left and he would have to stop at the yellow light. Uh-huh. He wanted to speed up and fly through it. Uh-huh. So it pissed him off that I did that. So he honked at me and I'm talking about it was like a
reaction. A literal natural reaction to it.
I was literally turning. Turning the whole time too, making the whole turn
right over my body like this, and I'm like this.
And he was like, "What the fuck?"
You guys, I won't even honk at someone. So the fact that Laura did that, it truly shocked me too. Remember when that fucking person was driving you off the fucking road? Where you thought you were gonna get murdered?
Oh yes, that happened too, and that was my fault.
That was your fault.
That was my fault. I cut him off. I feel like his reaction was a little too brutal. Strong.
Yeah, it was too strong.
It's like, let's flick me off, like I did. Let's give a honk and go about our day. Let's not try to murder someone.
Let's give a honk and a flip and
let's move on.
I literally, when Laura did that, I've never been so shook in my life.
We laughed so hard. We were trying to get some Chick-fil-A too. Do you remember going to Chick-fil-A?
All that for fucking Chick-fil-A. All that for. Fuck. Okay, my next one. Where did you and Laura meet and what was she wearing? And what was she wearing?
I know
wearing?
What I was wearing, though.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to see if I know.
If you can describe the outfit.
Okay, I feel like I know what it was. I feel like, I know how we met, obviously, but the specifics of it. I thought that we met at an event. And that you were in a...
I want the name of the event.
Was it Bellamy?
Yep.
We're at the Bellamy event.
Good
and
job.
I feel like you were in a black top.
Mm-mm.
You were in a black top?
Mm-mm.
And jeans?
Mm-mm. I was wearing a very different outfit. I was wearing this dress I got off clearance from the store boutique called Francesca's. You probably heard of them.
I've heard of Francesca's.
And the top part of it was white and the bottom half of the dress was green.
It was a dress?
It was a dress.
But the photo that we have together, I feel like you're not in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that one?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes. Because I took a lot of iconic pictures that night with Lily Galici, Kylie, and I'm wearing that dress. And it was the night we met.
It wasn't at a Too Faced event,
mm-mm.
Right? Okay.
Mm-mm. It was Bellamy.
So I knew it was Bellamy a Bellamy event, but I didn't know exactly what you were wearing.
So you get a half point, which means nothing.
0.5. I'm putting 0.5 on the theme.
Okay.
0.5.
All right. My next questionos for you.
That's hard. The outfit one was hard.
Oh my God. Because if I had to guess yours, I would say a black shirt.
Exactly. The thing is, so Tyler gets who's the better driver for you, but I get what event did we meet at and what we were wearing.
That's dark.
That's not fair.
Mm-mm.
How is it that, that's crazy?
Name the best gift Manny ever gave you. How am I supposed to do that? That's opinionated. That's not a fact. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I know what mine is, though.
You know what, your favorite one that I gave you was? Oh, my gosh, I don't know. I'm going to write something.
Write down what you think it is.
Okay, I just put a bag.
No, Baccarat Rouge fragrance. He bought me a $400 bottle of fragrance.
I did.
And I've literally gone through half the bottle already.
And so you like it?
Oh, honey.
I'm so glad.
I get a point. No, I don't. You just don't get a point.
I just don't get a point.
But that's my favorite gift.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Rich.
I'm so glad that you liked it.
It's a really good one.
It's a good fragrance.
It is.
Agar Rouge is so, so sickening.
It is.
I'm obsessed with that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is good to know. It's my turn. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that was a hard one.
That was a hard one.
Tyler really wants to have hard no ones. Points.
Look, we're both. You got half. I got one.
Okay. But do you want to hear the gag when my next one is? That's how you gave me?
Okay.
Who's better in bed? So another just between me and you. Manny or Laura.
How would we know?
And how would we know?
We have to guess the same answer.
It's the newlyweds.
We have to guess the same answer.
Okay, I feel this is my personal humble opinion.
Laura. Manny. Oh! I think you, because you be doing freaky shit all the time with these people.
Okay, but that doesn't mean I'm better at it. I be doing shit. That doesn't mean I'm better at it.
You got a daddy upset with you. And you ate Laura, his hole.
You have a husband.
That's true.
Now check that.
That's true.
Now check that.
Do you think I have sex more than you? What if I do?
I feel like you do. You absolutely do.
I probably do. I probably
Laura,
definitely
you have a man.
Do.
You literally have a husband.
I definitely
you
do.
You have sex way more than me. And I get, wow. I can get very picky with who my partners are.
Oh, okay.
So I, and especially like penetration. Mm-hmm. Don't even get penetration started. Because a blowy is different than like a full sex.
That is.
A sex demon.
Honey, that's quick.
So wait, who gets the point?
No one. Well, we're both flopping in case you wondered.
But I feel like we're getting like, we're doing good-ish.
This one's good. What's Manny's guilty pleasure?
What's Manny's guilty pleasure? My guilty pleasure? I don't even know what my guilty pleasure would be. I have so many.
List what you think your guilty pleasure is that I would put.
Of course.
Of course.
So you get the fucking
so
point.
So I would get the point.
My guilty pleasure? Okay, my guilty pleasure is I'm just going to put watching anime.
I put whacking your willy.
I ain't guilty about that, Laura. I'll do
that,
it.
That ain't a guilty
I ain't
pleasure.
Fucking guilty about that.
That's
not
just
that
a pleasure.
Not that I'm guilty even about the anime,
yeah.
But I feel like the anime, people are always just like, you're weird for watching anime. But
whacking your willy is a guilty pleasure. I mean, you don't have to feel guilty
really
about
feel
it.
I feel guilty doing it.
Well, it's a pleasure.
It's definitely a pleasure. And I just did last night.
I know. You be whacking your willy all the time.
And tonight, I will do it again, but with someone else. And I will whack my freaking willy. And I'll whack his willy too.
All the willies will be whacked.
Okay. Which celebrity friend couple are you guys most like? Who do you think that like, we resemble, like, celebrity friendship-wise? Fuck. Who do you think that we would resemble the most?
You're not going to put this as your answer.
I know.
Because
the thing is, I actually don't know.
Let's see.
Who, I'm like, what other celeb, like, you know what I'm going to put? I know what I'm going to put. And this is in my head, in my own fantasy. This is like what I think about. I'm just putting Desi and Katie.
I put Broad City, Alana, and Abby.
Yes. And I know, like, Katie and Desi are obviously not, like, traditional media, like, celebs. But I'm like, oh, they're, like, besties. And
friendships.
Their friendship reminds me of ours in a way.
Yes.
Where it's, like, Desi and, like, their energy reminds me of us, like, me, like.
We need to get both of them on the pod together.
Oh, my God. That would be genius. That would
be good.
That would be sickening. I feel like they would give,
except
too.
Except for the four of us would be way too much.
We'd have to wear headphones.
When we get going.
Honey. We're wearing headphones those episodes.
That's right.
That episode will be wearing headphones. But oh my God, Broad City, Laura, I love Broad
right?
City.
Right?
It's kind of hard to like think of like celebrity friendships though. Like I don't think about celebrity friendships. I think about celebrity couples,
mm-hmm.
not celebrity friendships. Like there's not that many.
Mm.
What else do I think? It was like fucking like Taylor Swift and
Selena Gomez.
We could have put that one.
No, we ain't like them.
We ain't like them though. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I don't feel it. I don't feel the fantasy.
I don't feel it. I don't feel the fantasy in
that. I ain't feeling that shit. Nope.
Paris. Oh, that's
Hello.
True. From The Simple Life.
That would have been
a good one.
That would have been
a good one. Who is more honest?
Who is more honest? Who is more honest? I'm writing, Laura.
I put me too. I feel like I can be a little more brutal.
You can be more blunt, especially.
More
like,
blunt.
I feel like it's a blunt delivery. I will tend to beat around the bush.
You beat around bushes?
When I want to get to somewhere.
I'll give it to you straight.
So Laura getting to the point right here? Point. Manny getting to the point right there. I'll get there eventually. Get there. It just takes me a little more time.
So do you get a point or do I get a point?
I get a point. Jesus Christ. No. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
I do. I feel like we...
I feel like we're actually playing completely wrong. There's something about it. I feel like we're playing wrong. But I definitely do feel like you are the one that will be giving the tea and nothing but the tea. So help me God.
So help me God.
Hand on the Bible.
Hand on
the
Bible.
But I am very honest.
Yeah.
It just takes me a little longer, especially if it's like it's going to hurt someone's feelings. I'm like, fuck. It's going to take a while.
I'm like, you're an idiot.
Shut the fuck up. More driving.
That's my honesty.
That's literally you. That's your honesty. And me being like,
you get everything at face value.
I didn't mean to run the red.
Oh my God. You'd be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Someone honked at you.
What's Laura's best quality? Is my question.
Oh, Lord.
What's Laura's best quality? This is my opinion. This is my opinion.
That's my opinion.
That's my opinion. Absolutely, in my personal opinion, this is just like one of the many, but it's just one that you notice very quickly.
Oh shit!
Very quickly.
Oh shit!
Okay.
So wait, if a stranger were to meet me, they would notice this quickly?
No, I think you have to get to know you to know this.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
In my personal opinion.
Okay.
How hardworking you are.
Oh, I said humor. He said, bitch, you ain't funny. That's delusion. You should have put my delusion.
I should have put delusion. But the thing is, this is like,
thank you.
Truly is one of your best qualities because you are such a hardworking person.
I agree. Like anything I've gotten in life, I feel like came from hard work and it's paid off so many times for me in so many big ways. So I would say that is by far my best quality. I really
like when you really like get down to what it is. Mm-hmm. I think that's your best quality is like how hardworking you are and you're not a quitter.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
It's true. I honestly deserve the point, but it's
fine. That was very nice. You do deserve a point. You know what? I'm going to give you another half.
Oh, another half. Yes.
And that equals
I have 1 point.
1 point
for one
you.
Full point.
I'm going to give that. Because I couldn't even say that by myself. Imagine I'm like, hardworking. How hardworking
Laura,
I am.
You could absolutely say you're hardworking because you know you're hardworking.
I am, but
you're
I
not
just.
Trying to, you're not, yeah, you're not trying gloating.
To, yeah, I'm not trying to be like.
You're not going
to
gloat, but you definitely are a hardworking bitch.
Well,
and
thank
you, know,
you.
And you know it.
Okay, this is a good one.
I'm
if
scared.
Manny had a superpower, what would it be? I know what it would be. I know this answer. You've told me this several times, and if you don't write down the same answer, I'm going to throw you out the second story window. Teleport.
Teleport.
He wants to teleport so bad, and I know that. Like I was like,
either I told Laura a gazillion times teleport, but in my mind also telekinesis. I like that too.
You've said teleport multiple times. That's a common conversation for me and Manny. Him teleporting.
Teleportation.
He wants teleportation.
Teleport me to Mars.
I understand that.
You guys, I want to teleport so fucking bad. Are you joking? Laura, I could teleport to fucking Italy with you guys.
I know.
For one night
come
to party.
Dinner,
and
baby.
Then boom.
Dinner in Italy. You know what? So if you could teleport, but you lost the time. So let's say it takes 13 hours to get there. You can teleport there, meaning you don't remember. It's like those that didn't even happen, but it is 13 hours later. So you lose the time. Would you still teleport? Because you're technically cheating off time off life, like experience time off life, even though that experience may not, you know, a plane ride, that's not great.
I would still teleport.
I would teleport in a heartbeat.
100%.
Fuck that time.
I honestly put me in the portal. I could be in the little portal until I get out of it, whatever it might be, you know, a little Nightcrawler X-Men action. But I would rather teleport still.
I would never get on a plane again.
Me neither.
I would teleportation
everywhere. And the thing is,
goodbye
like,
time.
It's immediate. Though.
You know what happens every night when you go to sleep? You teleport. Lose your time. You're
there
teleporting.
You
teleporting. You're teleporting.
Your mind is teleporting.
Your mind. You don't know what's
your
happening.
Inner realm.
Yes.
Into your inner
That's
realm.
That's like teleporting.
So you get another point. Damn, Laura.
Oh, I'm racking up, honey.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Okay, let me look at the next one. Okay, if your Laura was a Disney character, who would she be? Laura, if you were a Disney character, who would you
be? This ain't character, not text.
Okay, you know what I'm going to put? It's so funny to me that I have
Stop!
To put it down. I don't even give a fuck if I don't get the point. I have to put this because it's too hilarious. Who would you be if you were a Disney character?
Character?
A Disney character. Oh, so you mean a Disney princess?
No, any character. So
the fact that it's any Disney character.
So he didn't name a princess.
Are you crazy?
So he did name a princess.
I did not name a princess, trust me.
He did not.
No, I didn't. Because this was too funny to not do. I almost put Shrek, Laura. I almost put fucking Shrek. I put Mother Gothel from Rapunzel.
Because
Laura loves Rapunzel, and I was like, wait, I can't put Rapunzel, though, because it's so funny. I was like, I'll lose the point.
Oh, my God. It was worth it.
It was worth it, right? Like, I feel like Mother Gothel was worth it.
That was worth it.
Because that was fucking funny. I love... And she's so iconic, Mother Gothel. She's like, baby, I will be young forever.
Honey, that's what I would do.
Absolutely. Like, I will be young forever. Absolutely. And you know it.
What is Manny's worst habit?
That's so crazy because I don't have one.
Oh, well, that's the worst habit.
That's delusion.
Delusion. Okay,
my worst habit. Oh my gosh. But this could be one of my worst ones, but it's at least it's chill. This is a very chill worst habit, but it is a worst habit of mine.
I don't even know if this is specifically a habit of yours, but I'm going to assume it is because we do this at my house. Snacks.
Biting my nails.
Oh, you do. Mm-hmm. Your nails don't look bad, though.
They're not.
You don't bite
don't bleed.
Them down to like nubs.
No, I definitely don't make them bleed, but I bite my nails every single day, mm-hmm. all day long. And it's something that like people are always like, don't be biting your nails, but I bite them all
day long.
And that is like a terrible habit that I have
to break.
You're
building your immune system.
Am I doing that or am I really just being an idiot?
Well, a little of both,
I think. I think it's a little bit of both. If money were no object, where would Laura live?
Oh, live.
Where would Laura live if money was no option at all? This is my humble opinion. I could be wrong. I put a Malibu beach house.
I say at the beach, any beach. There you go.
So I feel like that Malibu beach house, yep. I get that.
Absolutely.
And Laura has told me so many times, she's like, I could retire in Malibu. So I felt that in the beachy way.
Yep.
Any beach.
I put any beach.
Of a beach.
Yep. Good job. You got a point. You are correct.
Final fucking Lee. Manny, took me a fucking second to get there, but I got there.
Manny's hidden talent.
Laura, you know what? I know what my hidden talent is.
I know what your hidden talent is.
This is a hidden talent that I've had for a long, long time. And this hidden talent is, it could win me an award.
I think it will one day.
And I think one day it's sucking dick.
I put sucking eggplants, aka dick. Yeah, baby.
I knew the thing is, I knew the second you said hidden talent, I'm like, Laura's gonna write down sucking dick.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm gonna write down sucking
baby,
dick.
Baby, sucking
well.
Dick and cock.
I'm good at it.
It's iconic.
Like, I'm so good at it. And I'm good at eating ass, too. Like, I'm sorry.
That's why
like,
you
I'm
keep them. That's how you keep them coming.
And that's how I keep them that's upset how you with me when I cancel.
Remember that little boy on TikTok that just posted that he was your boyfriend?
Oh, my God. That was so funny. That just happened.
Yes, I just happened.
Laura, do you know I commented on it?
I saw. I laughed so hard.
Okay, so there's this someone that literally posted on TikTok that was, it was a photo of me and him. Like, I met him for the first time or whatever. I met
this
him and took a photo of me.
This photo was from
maybe this was like
pre-veneers.
Pre-veneers. So this was literally like 6 years
prehistoric
ago.
Prehistoric 80.
Okay. This is like a while ago, right? It took a photo. It was like, I met him. He asked for a photo. And he goes, you guys, I dated Manny MUA. Like, I want to tell the true story. It was just like a photo of us. And we never date. We literally met one time from this to the photo. And I commented in all caps, ha ha ha, that's so funny. Tell me another one. Like, tell me another joke.
Girl.
I said, ha ha, tell another.
You went
funny.
Out to talk about y'all's relationship.
Maybe there was the non-existent relationship that we never
that
had.
That was crazy.
But, like, it's so funny. Like, why do people do this to me? Like, they love
do love doing
to, like,
this
say,
to
like, we hook up or we, like, date or something. I'm like, babe, that never happened.
Because people will believe it.
And the people were in the comments were like, oh, my God, that's so crazy. Tell us what happened, like, with you and Manny.
Oh, I saw that.
And they were like, we're so sorry
you dated
him. They're
like, we want to know.
And I'm like,
it was
damn.
Me. It was my account. We're so sorry. Out there,
I'm so sorry.
I wanted to comment, but I didn't want to feel like he was getting bullied, even though technically he was bullying you.
He was literally bullying you,
making up lies.
I will bully him back. Okay, we have the next one. What color are Laura's eyes?
I'm not opening my eyes until you write it down.
Okay.
I can't see to write.
Well, I just wrote it down really quickly. Brown.
Brown.
Brown, brown, brown. Brown
Tyler,
town.
You better give Tyler credit for giving you an easy
I absolutely
one.
Did. And I'm so thankful to Tyler for giving me a lob. I knew he was going to say doodoo brown.
Why is it going to be doodoo?
Doodoo. That's doodoo, dude.
What animal would Manny be? If Manny was an animal, what would it be?
Okay, like real. So this is not my favorite animal. This is, if I was an animal, what would I be?
Let me look at you. Let me get a good look. Look that close. Let me get a good look.
Can you not look that close?
A snake. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Shots have been fired.
Shots fired.
I feel like realistically, like people met me, this is what they would think I would be. This is my answer. I will not tell you what I think. Do you have it down already?
No, I have nothing.
Oh.
I'm trying to think.
It would be nothing.
That was darker than
that. That was really dark. That was really dark. Yeah. I did that. I went there. It would be nothing.
I'm going to put a mosquito. I'm just kidding.
It'd be sucking.
A mosquito. It'd be sucking. It'd be sucking. Okay. I got it. I know what you would be. Bear.
A golden retriever.
Dang, you are a golden retriever.
Bear, Laura?
I thought in like the gay world.
Laura, I'm not a fucking bear in the gay world either.
I know. You're like,
what the hell?
You're like if a twink and a bear had a baby.
So like an otter.
Okay, so an otter.
But like, I wouldn't, would I be an otter too? I don't know. Maybe I'm more of an otter because I have like body
hair. You are an otter.
Well, you said bear. So you are inept. Like you are not allowed to talk about this. You said a twink and a bear mating, and we got otter.
We got an otter. That's what you are.
I would say more golden retriever. Wait, what did
you
put?
You are a golden retriever.
Like, that's what people, I feel like, would tell me that I would be.
That's true.
Like, I give off that golden retriever, like, happy-go-lucky energy.
That's true.
Okay, who is more emotional between the two of us? Who is more emotional between the two of us?
That's hard, actually, for me.
Very hard, because it's also, like, emotional in what ways?
Yeah.
Emotional in what ways? We
have different emotions.
Laura. Yeah.
Got it.
I got the point.
I would say I've definitely cried more. 100%. So that's, I guess, why I'm where I'm
that's
giving
where
the
I, that's
point.
Where I went with
you
it.
You know what I mean?
Yes. But like, you're such a sweet little crier though. Like, it's the cutest cry ever.
Remember how
it's
many
like,
times I cried when we got canceled?
Oh, I remember it well. I was
you're
crying.
You're like,
as well.
Can you stop crying?
Maybe
bitch?
I was crying too.
Have a
no,
conversation
the
without crying.
We would say a word like
the internet got
the
us.
The second, no, and like
the
literally,
got us
remember
good.
Recently it was like, there was like something that was, it was like something that you're like, this girl annoyed me, pissed me off. And it was like something.
Yes, that's another one.
And you're on the phone and you're like. And I was like, you are so incredible and so amazing. And she's a fucking loser.
This is where my delusion comes yes. from. Yes. This is where my delusion.
Well, the thing is, I truly think those things, so it's not delusion. I think
things too.
I think that
true.
You're that amazing.
Thank you.
So if someone doesn't, they can go fuck themselves.
Oh.
And I don't care if we're demonetized.
That's why I flip people off while I'm driving. Because he said, you can go fuck.
No, fuck yourself.
He told me, if you don't like me, you can go fuck yourself. That's why I act like I do.
That's actually exactly
that's why.
That's
why I act like mm-hmm, I act. Mm-hmm.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay. If Manny needed a lift or needed like a ride or something at 3 a.m., mm-hmm. who would they call? But it can't be me.
It can't be you?
It can't be me. So who else are you calling? I have two people and I'm going to name both.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, this is the one I would feel like would be the one I would call, like, literally help me right now. Daniel.
But I also put Nick.
Yeah, Nick. But if he lived here, yes.
Yes.
But now that he's in San Diego, most likely not. Daniel.
See, that's why I had to put Daniel.
Daniel would be the one I would call, like, baby girl, I need you. And he would come a running.
Oh.
Because that's my
diva. Daniel loves the drama, too.
He loves it.
So any type of.
He would save me.
Literally, honestly, if we really needed to bury a body, we'd have to get him involved. We'd have to get him involved.
Daniel would know exactly what to do.
He would plant a garden.
He would use the body's compost as the garden
as the gardening. And then he would feed us the food that he grew.
Yes, the eggplants.
The eggplants.
That he made from the body's remnants.
And put shrooms in there, too.
And then he would also put little rocks over it so you couldn't even see.
Mm-hmm. Very clever.
Like gravel.
Olive trees. Expensive.
Very expensive ones.
Mm-hmm.
We love her.
Yes.
We love her down. We love her boots.
We love her boots.
And it would be Daniel. So you get the point, Laura Lee. You get the point.
Right.
My turn.
I'm 5 points in.
I'm 4 points in, so it's not terrible. Who is Laura's celebrity hall pass?
Mine.
The way I'm writing so quickly as if I know immediately, but this is just my conspiracy allegedly. My conspiracy, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt or Jamie Foxx. Can I put both in case you put
just
both?
In case.
Okay, Jamie Foxx
and Brad Pitt.
So now we're 5 for 5.
Damn, look at us. We had a slow start. It was very spooky.
It was, but we picked up the pace.
But, you know, the questions were a lot harder in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because Tyler wanted to screw us.
Brad Pitt. Mean. I feel like that answer's cliche, but that still stands.
It's the truth.
Oh, my God.
No.
What high school did Fanny go to?
There's just no way you're gonna know this. There's just no. If you do know this, I'm gonna be very impressed.
Chula Vista High.
Close. I went to Otay Ranch.
I would never know that.
You would never know that. You would never know that. But see, the things I actually don't know where you went to high school.
I was gonna say, if you could guess.
I felt like it was like something like it was a person's name. It was a person's name. It was like not Brigham Young. That's
it
Mormon.
It was Lehigh. It was literally my name.
Lee. Mm-hmm.
I went to Lee.
That.
We called the school Lee.
I remember
just
that.
Called it Lee.
Because you were
Where
a
do
Lee.
You go school? Lee.
You were a Lee. Mm-hmm. A Lee for the. Did they think that you like owned the school?
No
did
one ever thought that. No,
why not?
No one.
Are they did
they were
have
honestly
a thought?
Like, how do you even go to school? Leave. You need to leave here. You shouldn't be here.
Okay. What is Laura's pet name for you?
I know it.
No! How dare you? That's not the real one. I know what, like, this is what I think that it is.
What?
Mandy.
I put Mandy more, but it's Mandy.
Yes. Mandy
it's
is Mandy. The true.
That's the true name.
True one. What's mine for you?
You fucking idiot.
Other than that.
Lean with it, Laura. Lean with it.
Absolutely, that's the one.
That's it.
That is the one, Mandy Moore. I don't know how Mandy came to be, but
I don't either. I don't even know. I feel like I just said it one day, and then I never stopped calling you Mandy.
Same with Laura. Lean with it.
Laura, lean with it. That's
and I don't
true.
Know where the fuck that came from. It just pulled. That's like when I named Zay. Do you know? Like, do you call your pets other things?
Oh, of course.
I know you do. What is one that you give? Like, let's say Yoshi. Like, what do you call Yoshi other things?
Jojo.
Random.
Lou?
Nothing to do with Yoshi.
Scoobaroo. We call Luigi Scoobaroo. We call Boo Booski. We call Yoshi Jojo or Jojo Binks or
Jojo Binks is so
names.
Cute. It's weird, right?
We have a lot of names.
I call Zaya Bunny sometimes.
Oh,
and I'm like, I don't want to call you Bunny.
Bunny
and then
too.
The more recent one I've been doing a lot is Cuteness Everdeen.
Oh.
Instead of Katniss, but it's Cuteness. I don't know where the fuck that
she
came from either.
She is Cuteness Everdeen.
Cuteness Everdeen. Like, she is Cuteness Everdeen.
That's a good one.
So I've been calling her weird ass shit.
Yep.
Or princess or mamita.
Monita.
Muñeca.
What's that?
Dolly.
Aww.
Okay, it's your turn.
Who's more stubborn in your relationship?
Between the two of us? Who's more stubborn?
Yeah.
Laura. I did not have to even blink.
Honey,
really.
I didn't even have to think. We both
I didn't
know.
Have to blink.
We
I didn't
both
have to
know.
Think. No cell in my brain
nope.
activated for that one. I just wrote.
We knew. Was that a point for you? Do I have a
no,
point?
No, you get the point because technically you You said it.
So is it 6-6?
Yeah. Get it settled. Okay, let's see. What is Laura's most embarrassing moment? Like, what? The thing is, like, you don't even get embarrassed, though. It's, like, so weird. I'm going to write down a moment that shook you.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever told the pod.
He's not being exposed by ass.
No, I think you might. I think you have said it before, but I just can't remember.
I don't know what to put.
Think of something that was, like, embarrassing to you. Like, something that happened to you that you're like, I can't believe this happened to me. That's what I'm thinking about when I'm writing my answer. Where you're like, how did this just happen to me? I have one. But you don't even get embarrassed, so it's like, I'm
not going to put anything, and if this is true, I'll give it to you. Point.
Okay. I put that when you're with Tyler and you shit yourself in your car.
Okay, that's very fair. That was a big one. Yeah. That was a big one, right? And I have told that story.
You told it. I feel like you have told it. Yeah. But I feel like that was one that was like,
I'll give you a point for that. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
What other moment would you think? If I was ever going to be embarrassed, it would be that.
A shitting yourself moment with Tyler. Yeah. Yeah. When there's doo-doo on your clothes. I think it's when you have
that was
doo-doo.
A low point for
that
me.
That was a low point. When you're showering in your clothes.
What's your favorite feature of Manny? Oh, I know this one.
Oh my God. One that you compliment a lot is this one.
I have two that I compliment a lot.
Brows.
I put your teeth. Your teeth.
My teeth are fake, Laura.
They're great. Listen, I've seen a lot of fucked up veneers in my day. And yours are unclockable.
Thank you. I agree. I think they're unclockable.
My theory is your veneers are so great because you went to one of the most expensive doctors in Beverly Hills. But my second theory is because you didn't shave down your teeth. They were popovers.
Yeah.
And I feel like popovers, they just did you right.
And I didn't do like, when you do that like this way, you don't have to do
the shave down.
The temps. You don't have to wear temps.
Oh yeah.
Like they just make your teeth and they pop them on. That's what it is. There's no like temporaries for 2 weeks. And you know I'm a stickler with that shit. I was like,
yeah.
They will be sickening. My teeth will be sickening.
Right.
So they are worth it.
Can I veneer just my front two teeth?
Absolutely the fuck not.
I can't.
You
huh?
could, of course, yes.
But would that look crazy?
Yes.
It would, wouldn't it?
I think it would look crazy because I think they look so natural.
Oh, do they?
Your teeth look amazing,
Laura.
I feel
like my front two teeth are large, and if they're a little smaller.
No. The thing is, your front two teeth are supposed to be the larger of your whole mouth.
That's true.
Because it's like, is your smile supposed to like lift up?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's longer here, and then it goes up, out. Like that's how it's supposed to look. So yours already does that.
So don't fuck around.
No, don't fuck. Don't even try. Don't try me. Laura, I swear to God, do not try me with your
teeth.
What
if I go to your rich doctor now?
Well, you know, he might tell you something. He's great. Okay, let's see. Next one. What was Laura's first job?
Well, Loki have two, so if you get either of these, I will give it to you.
I feel like I don't know do I have to know the name of the place?
No. Just like what it was.
Okay, let me fucking take that off then. It was at the place that you did with Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying a restaurant.
Cheeburger waitress.
Cheeburger.
I'll give it to you.
Cheeburger. 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 What'd you put the other one? You put dermatology?
Daycare. I've had like 20 jobs. I don't remember about daycare.
That's what I thought.
I used to like quit my job every year because I'd be like, okay, I got to do something.
You're like,
else.
I need it. You already accomplished that quest.
Yes,
on to the next.
That quest was accomplished. It was time to roll on.
Period. I only have like one left.
Me too. What song describes your friendship?
What song? I don't even know songs like that. What song describes our friendship? That's so hard because it's like, first of all, your style of music that you listen to that's on your phone in your library, I don't even know a lot of those songs.
It's so terrifying
in
there.
It's very spooky in there. I know, Tyler. You know what I'm going to write down? I'm just going to put the artist instead of a song who I think that some of their songs could apply to us. And it's very scary.
I'm going to write down two.
What we've lived.
Oh,
the life that we've lived in here.
I wrote Evanescence. Wake me up inside.
Love that. I put anything from Kesha.
Okay, I love that.
Just describe us in just general, just like being literally wild and free and young and sickening.
Mostly young.
Well, of course, I mean, young is the main culprit in this one. Kesha, I feel like, truly does
embody
she does our friendship and our relationship.
Brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
I don't even drink it. I'm like, Jack. This last one I have is technically what dog breed would Manny be, but I already technically did that. Okay, so what dog breed is Laura?
Oh.
What dog breed is Laura? Laura, what dog breed do you think that you would be?
Oh, I know what I would be.
No.
I don't know how to spell it. Or, I have two.
Laura, I can't even see.
Because I'm such a cat person.
Yes, that's why I'm like, can I put the cat?
The dog breed I would be is cat. No.
I'm going to, oh my gosh, I honestly don't know, but I'm just going to write a dog breed, a poodle.
I put a Chihuahua or a Pomeranian.
Pomeranian. I can see Pomeranian, but I can't even, are you trying to say that because of their voice? Their little bark?
Yeah, they're like really like.
I was thinking poodle because they're just elegant.
Have you ever seen a young part Chihuahua poodle before? I feel like they're all like.
They look like an alien. Little Chihuahuas look like aliens.
The teacups.
Oh, they look like they're from a different world.
Yeah.
It's shocking that's
an animal. It's shocking.
And then they become like adults and they still look like little aliens.
They still like little aliens.
Mm-hmm. Like if they're bulging ass eyes.
Chihuahua, just know we love your dog.
I had Chihuahua growing up.
I do believe that because your mom loves a little dog now.
She loves a little dog.
She loves a little dog.
And the Chihuahua is sickening and she actually grew up with Chihuahua, so it was very normal.
Chihuahua.
I'm used to very small dogs.
You are. I grew up with. You are. We never had a small dog before.
Ever.
We had a dog growing up named Biscuit. And he was just like a mutt from the pound.
Little bee.
And he was like a medium-sized dog, like pretty big dog.
Damn.
And that's like it.
And was he good?
He was a very good boy.
So why the fuck don't you have dogs now?
Oh, they're too much.
Dogs are intense.
Too much.
They can be very intense.
I like.
Unless you have a dog that acts like a cat.
No responsibilities. Yeah. Remember we like, oh, by the way, remember in our last episode, we were talking about like, gosh, how do parents come home from work and deal with all these kids? They all agreed with us. They're all like, no, girl, it's crazy.
It's hard.
Because I was like, maybe we're missing something. They're like, no.
It's true.
One girl said, we were like, will you sign up for when you choose to have children? And one person combated that and they were like, no, because I didn't know what it was going to be like. But I'm like, girl, look at like anyone and everyone. They all say it.
No, but a lot of people will like paint the picture that it's going to be so easy and so great and children are amazing. And the thing is,
I've never seen the picture painted easy. It has all looked very hard.
Do you know what my conspiracy is?
Tell me.
I feel like America and society and whatever. My conspiracy is that they try to make having children seem so glamorous because they want to have a high population.
Yes.
And they want to continuously having
that population.
They don't want
it to drop.
So I think that is, they try
they
to
glamorize.
Make. Glamorize. Yes. Like in movies and stuff like that, they glamorize having kids because I don't think that they want the population to drop.
And?
Because they want to still stay the strongest nation in the world.
Yeah. So they
But a lot of times that's not reality. And I think a lot of people, like especially now, like with YouTube and social media, you see a lot more of like what parenting could really be like and how hard it can actually be. But before, you didn't see that shit. They glamorize children.
Do you know what's really crazy? And this is taking a major turn. In some states, it can be illegal to have an abortion, but anybody can legally give birth to a child and be a mother. Anybody.
Girl.
But it's illegal to have an abortion?
Crazy. No, it literally is absolutely crazy. That's why I feel like we keep going back in time.
What?
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like they just want to have more children.
It's like you're successful. The more children you have is like the picture. But I'm telling you, the Gen Zers out there, they're not buying it.
Gen Z has been aware and they see. And I think obviously a lot of millennials too, because a lot of our generation are not having kids at this age.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having it much later on until they feel like they want to or establish, and not because of the pressures of the older generation saying that they have to have mm-hmm. kids at a certain age just to feel like.
Maybe people are tired of being broke too. Shit,
absolutely. Kids are expensive.
They're expensive.
Honestly, I was really surprised to see this many comments in the
agreeing with us. I was too. I was honestly like, I was nervous.
So I'm like,
moms are probably gonna literally rip our head off and be like, "You two don't know what you're talking about."
Of course we don't.
Mother's love. You know, I just knew we were gonna get it good, and it was actually the complete opposite reaction. They were like, "No, it's hard as fuck." You're right. It's hard as fuck.
And we thought it was so fucking hard to have kids. And like, well, how not horrible, how intense. That's me.
How horrible.
How intense it could be to have kids. Because like, and a lot of the comments were literally like, you don't have time for yourself anymore.
Like, you no, you're your correct. That's right.
To everyone else and to your family and to your kids. And I'm like,
But that's why whenever you had said, you know, will you sign up for this? I kind of felt that way too, because like, if I have a child, I do know that I'm about to give up all my time.
Yep.
Like, I know that. And I guess that's just like a nice thing that's that I know ahead of time. And I guess some people just aren't aware. Right. I'm like, how can you not know though?
Think of it like a
helpless human being, meaning you gotta do everything for it. Of course you're gonna have to give up all of your time.
But I think that I really do think
the American painted dream, they believe it.
And I think that there's a lot of lack of education of what like having kids is actually like and what it turns into. And like, now social media, like I was saying, it, you can see and you can learn and you can find out so much more. But like, a lot of the times it's literally just like, back in the day, it was just like, you have them.
That's what you got to do. Luck. Like, that's what life is supposed to be. You're and supposed to you give all to your them. Time. You're supposed to not have any time, like, or else you're not successful.
And you're supposed to give all your money to your kids. And you're supposed to like have all your kids, or else it's like, you're not a success story. You're not living the American dream with your kids.
But what's the point in living if that's just like on repeat? Because then your kids do that, and then your kids never have time for themselves or anything, and then this because of their kids, and then confused. So it's just like,
this is why we're confused.
You're running in a circle, and nobody's happy. Which people are happy with their kids. I'm not saying that. It's just very hard.
It's just a very hard.
And it's okay to not have kids for the people that don't want them.
Absolutely.
And it could be true on the other side. They do end up potentially happier.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true. Like, it can happen.
They get knocked so hard, people do, for not wanting children. Want just like genuinely just like not wanting them. They catch so much shit, yes. I should say. And it's like,
more so women.
Let's be real.
Much more.
Let's
women
be
than
real.
The
man. Women let's be catch here. So much shit.
They get the shit, the heat. They're like, oh, well, that's natural. You're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, girl,
no, you're not supposed to do supposed it. To.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's an option.
It's a maybe.
Yeah.
It's a perhaps.
It's a perhaps.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that like people were understanding what we were saying, because we weren't trying to ostracize, obviously, at all. It was more so just like, where did we come from?
I just,
we don't have kids.
Little kids. And so like, I was just like imagining that. And I was like, whoa, that would be really hard.
And really intense.
And then I was imagining working 40 hours a week and coming home to that.
And they do.
And they do. Every day.
And those comments like, we do, and we don't know how we do it.
That's right. Like, and they said they don't have any time.
You amaze me.
Yeah.
The moms out there amaze me.
Well,
truly.
Truly.
I don't know how y'all fucking do it. And the fact that y'all don't know how to do it makes it even more amazing.
I feel like you just take it day by day.
You do. You have to.
You take it day by day.
What else are you
going to do? But hopefully they will be rewarded with loving children.
Absolutely. They actually care about them. Because I swear to God, those kids don't love them back. And
that shit happens.
Demons. I'll kill them.
Day in and day out. That shit happens. You do all that sacrifices.
And then they don't love you?
And end up with a shithead that don't love you. You ain't got nothing to do with. Can you imagine?
I would literally.
Girl.
Strangle, I believe. We would get to a bad point.
Yeah, it would be
turning really rough. Really quick.
It would be turning quick,
mm-hmm. tables.
I do feel for any parent who has gone through all that and same. Then ends up, you know,
with a shithead.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. All that you've given up, and they want to act brand new as a teenager.
Girly,
don't try me.
Girly,
don't even try me. Don't even think.
So. Well, anyways, that's a terrible way to end today's episode.
No, we understand. We love you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. We love you guys so much. And we will see you guys in our next episode of the podcast.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.